32. I don't know if I can preach the whole sermon today. Maybe I'm coming the next year and finish. But I want to try to explain something simple. It's a multitude of people following Jesus. And suddenly, the time is running late. And one of the disciples said, "Jesus, why you don't send those people away because the time is late and they hungry?" But Jesus says and changed the subject and said, "Why you don't feed it? Why you don't give it the food?" But I thinking, like this disciple start thinking, "Well, we don't have money. We don't have the provision to supplies to that multitude of people because it's around 5,000 people." And suddenly, if you look in another verse, it's a child, it's a kid. He got 5 bread and 2 fish. But when you see 5 bread and 2 fish for that kind of people, that multitude of people, do you think that we're enough? No. But Jesus says something, and Jesus said, "Bring me to me those fishes and those bread." And since Jesus took this in his hands, was multiplied. It doesn't matter if you think you're not enough for Jesus, or do something for your neighbor, or do something for somebody. But you, when you put yourself in the hands of God, He will do whatever is necessary to do through you to supply the need that somebody needed. Amen. And when you see the quality of those bread on you, when you see the quality of that fish, it's poor quality. It's something only the poor people can eat it. Maybe you think that you're not enough in the kingdom of God to do something from God. Maybe you see somebody else preaching good, talking good, prophesying, seeking good, and you compare, you say with that person, you're not supposed to compare with nobody, because when you come into Jesus Christ and you put in the hands of the Lord, He will do almighty things through you. Amen. Somebody here? Those people was in the shore. Those people is the kind of people that's only looking for God when they need something. Because they only follow people, follow God, follow Jesus, because the bread, because the food, because the miracle, because they need something. Some people, it's not in this church, it's maybe another church, those people is only looking for God when they have something they need. Maybe they're looking for God when they need a husband, and need a boyfriend, or need a job, or need to fix a problem in your house. But you need to look for Jesus, for God all the time, because all the time He's there for you. Not only what you need for something specific, He always with you when you need all the time. 24 hours He's with you. That kind of people is the people that criticize somebody when somebody tries to do something for the Lord. That kind of people is the people that build the house in the sand, because when the wind is coming, they destroy everything, because they only looking for Jesus, because when they need something, when they have the belly full, they worship the Lord. But when they don't have nothing in the house, they don't come to the church, they don't want to pray, they don't want to talk with nobody, because they only feel guilty. I don't try to seek God, because they're going through problems and situations. Maybe they think that nobody can help, or maybe they think that Jesus is going to do nothing for you. But that kind of people is not in this church. It's another church. But it's another kind of people that Jesus said, "Go in the ship and go another side of the river." Jesus is looking for a person that obey His word and go to the another side. Romans 12, 1 and 2 say, "Don't be conformed to this world." That means be transformed. Number one, don't be conformed to this world, because this world is something that is not really moral. You know, you can see a lot of things in the Facebook. You can see a lot of things in the TV. It's nothing compared to what's happening when you go to the mall. This world is out of this world. But the problem is, you be conformed to this world. You say it's okay. No, it's not okay, because we not belong to this world. We in this world temporary, but you coming home. You coming back home. You are here for a mission. You are here because you got a purpose. You are here because God created you for a purpose in this world, and that's the reason you in this world. You need to figure out what is your purpose in this world, because if you missing your purpose, you missing your vision. You missing everything. And your life, because God created you. When you look the teachers, when you look the clothes, is something here. Who the person made it, he got the instruction. He said, don't put bleach. Don't put it this way. Don't put it that way. It's the same thing with Jesus. He created you. Read the Bible, because it's there the instruction for you. Somebody here? I'm sorry, my hair is moving. The thing is, I don't know if you ever see like a worm. When the worm is crawling, everybody say, it's nasty. Right? Men don't say that, right? Only women. And nobody, they kill it. Kill it, kill it, kill it. Boom. When you go into situation, when you crawling in the floor because nobody help you, everybody will step down over you. But let me explain to you something. Don't be conformed to this world. Because when that one go to the cocoon and close by himself, time later, he's coming a butterfly. And everybody say, oh, it's nice, the color of the butterfly. Look at me, look. Don't kill it. But you don't figure out that before be a butterfly was a worm. And now it's a butterfly. And now everybody love you. Now when you change your attitude, when you come into the Lord and say, Lord, change my life. Do whatever you think. Do whatever you want to do with my life. Everybody will see the color of the Holy Spirit through you. Somebody here. You need not to be conformed to this world. Nicodemus, he went to Jesus. I said, oh, what you're doing is good. It's coming for the Father. Nobody do what you're doing. But he said, let me explain to you something, Nicodemus. You need to born again to see the kingdom of God. Right? That's the word of God said, right? And he tried to explain, oh, that means what? I need to go to bow to my mama belly? No. Let me explain to you this. You need to born from the water and the Holy Spirit, and you can enter in the kingdom of God. It's two kinds of people. People that want to see the born from above, the born again. He can see the kingdom of God. But it's another kind of people, the born from the water and the Holy Spirit, that get in the kingdom of God. It's the different. Feel the presence of God and get in the presence of God. It's the different. Go to the sea or go to the beach and see the beach or go inside of the beach. It's the different when you go to the baseball game and you see the baseball game or you play in the baseball game. You need to get in. You need to get in. You need to make the difference. I'm yelling. Jesus said, wait in Jerusalem. Don't move from there. Don't move from there. Because power is coming over you if you wait over there. And the disciples said, okay, it's okay. Let's go. When you read the Bible said, they get in and they go up. They get in. And after that, they go upper to the open room. Some people in the church just get in, but another people get upper.
Some people get in, but another people what? Get open. If you want to receive the power of the Holy Spirit, you need to not conform to this world. You need to be not be conformed what he did the last year or the last week or the last service. He got something fresh for you this week. He got something new for you this week. You need to seek the kingdom of God and you can find the glory of the God. If you calling, he will answer. If you knock, he will open for you. If you seek, you will find him. Somebody here? I almost done. The thing is, Jesus said, go to the other side. Let me explain to you something. When you let your position and you move to do something from God, the devil will move too. Because everything was okay until they put the feet and the ship and the boat and start moving to the other side. When the enemy know that you start moving, you represent a dangerous for him. One guy was in the service and somebody was preaching in English and he was in the fire of God. He was preaching, prophesying. He called another guy, he's a pastor. He said, come on. Translate for him. Okay. Tell me. Put your hands up. Okay, tell him. I see the devil going to his house. He said that the devil is going to your house. He said, glory to God. Hey, tell him, please. Are you saying good? You translating good? Tell him. I see the devil right now going to his house. And he said, hallelujah. He said, man, are you sure that you're translating good to that guy? Because he don't understand. I'm telling him the devil is going to his house right now. He said, I understand what you say. Because it's the devil. He put me first and he lists to go to my house. It's because something big the Lord is doing in my house. Because I represent a dangerous thing for him. The devil never attacked nobody that represents no danger for them. If you do something for the Lord, he will follow you or try to destroy you. It doesn't matter what you do. If you stay quiet, the devil say, oops, it's okay. Don't sin today. Don't put your hands up today. I say, oh, it's okay. I don't feel good today. I don't want to put my hands up. I don't want to go to this bar. No. But when you move, when you open your mouth, the devil say, what? You're supposed to be depressed. You're supposed to be in crisis. Oh, put your hands down. But when you put your hands up, the devil say, oh my God, they raised a new army. They're raising a new champion. A new soldier is coming out. That's the reason. You know, when the people quiet, I respect that. But I cannot be quiet. I cannot be quiet because when you know what the Lord is doing in your life, when you know the Lord is dealing in your life, when the Lord is still doing it with you, you know, it doesn't matter the crisis. When they was in the boat and the winds was contrary, the word contrary in Greek means be demonic winds. When the demonic winds attacked the people of God, Jesus was walking in the water to rescue you. He's coming to rescue you. He's coming. It doesn't matter what you're going through. He's coming on time. Maybe it's not coming in the time that you think he's coming, but it's coming on time. Lazarus, he was a friend of Jesus. He passed one day. Jesus is not coming. 2 days. Jesus is not coming. Maybe you're waiting for Jesus yesterday. He's not coming. Maybe you're waiting for the answer yesterday. He's not coming. Maybe you're waiting for the answer today. He's not coming. Past 4 days. After that, he was a smelly like a donkey, monkey. You know, he's his worst man. Maybe your problem. Maybe the neighbor. Maybe somebody in the church sees your problem and say, who your problem? He cannot be fixed. But let me tell you something. Even past 4 days, even smelling bad, Jesus is coming to rescue. And we tell him to the rock, move that rock. Lazarus coming out.
When you look at the word Lazarus in the Greek, he mean that something belong to God. Where's Lazarus? Where's my thing? Where's the thing belong to me? Come out! Your ministry, come out! Your prophecy, come out! Your worship, come out! Whatever you have belong to the Lord, come out! Amen. Hallelujah. The thing is, Jesus came to the fall wash. What does that mean? The fall wash is the time between 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. when Jacob wrestling with the angel was fall wash. When the woman come to see Jesus and he raised up was fall wash. When David was looking for God early in the morning was fall wash. You know what was fall wash mean? In the Old Testament, the guardian of the city, he was watching all the time between the 3 to 6, because that time is the darkest time during the night. And that's the time the enemy attack. And the priesthood, you know, the people from God, they watching all the time that the flame in the altar don't be extinguished, because that's the time when usually the enemy come to attack. The fall wash is the time when the enemy come. But let me tell you something. According to the natural, according to the weatherman, the why it's more darkness is because the light is coming soon. That means your help is coming right now. Your help is coming right now. I want to finish, because I don't want to take it so long. You have to sing a song. I want to listen. But the thing is, it's another third kind of people. First kind of people is the people is in the shore. The other people is the one is coming to the boat. But another kind of people is the people get out from the boat and walk in the water. You know what? I listen, and I'm so sorry, you know, because I want to say this. I listen a lot of preaching criticizing Peter. Oh, Peter. Peter this, Peter that. But let me tell you something. How much faith do you need to get out from that boat? Amen. Nobody walked in the water before. Only Jesus did it. And now Peter tried to get out for the comfort zone and get out to something supernatural. That's the dimension that God is calling this church. Going to the supernatural. Supernatural means it's not natural for the human being, but it's natural for God. We are people of God. And Peter tried to get out from the boat. I can imagine all the people, all the disciples. No, Peter, are you crazy? Don't prophesy. Don't sing. Don't go to the mission. Don't do this. Don't go to the intercession. Peter, are you crazy? You never done before. You are a fisherman. Don't go outside. We sure here. Don't move, Peter. And Peter said, let me alone. He's calling me. He's calling me. I need to answer because he's calling me. I need to go because he's calling me. I can feel it. I can feel it in my heart. It's a flame inside of me because I cannot resist that flame. I need to get out. Get out. Take me out. I need to get out from the boat. And Peter, he tried to get out from the boat. And when he tried to get out from the boat, he said, okay, let me see. Okay, I'm walking. I'm standing in the water. I can walk in the water. And everybody say, oh my God. And he started walking in the body. But suddenly, say with me, suddenly. I leave that for the next preaching. The first wind, pastor, that was blowing is contrary.
Say with me, contrary. Try to destroy you. The wind stopped when Peter was walking in the water? No. Never stop. Guess what? Peter started sinking in the water, or singing, because he doesn't say was he singing, when he was close to Jesus. Because the word of God said when he was singing, Jesus stretched out the hands and rescued him. He walked in the water all the time. But when he was close to Jesus. Let me tell you what is my interpretation of this. When he saw the wind, he don't say the wind was contrary. He said, wind. And that word wind is the same word in Ezekiel 37. He said, the winds of the Holy Spirit is blowing for the four point cardinal point, for north, for south, for east. It's the same word. The thing is, for me, it's something amazing what happened in that moment. Because when you go close to Jesus, your ego disappears. When you go to Jesus, the pornography has to go. When you go close to Jesus, everything seen, everything in you is what's burning, because the glory of the God is close to you. Sometimes we are scared with the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. I will all finish with this. In my country, you can see that little guy say, oh, the devil, because it's normal. The manifestation of the devil over there is normal. You can see the witchcraft people transform in animals. It's normal over there. That's the way we raise. But it's right now. I say, open your eyes. Are we raised up 2 feet from the floor? Everybody, oh, it's the devil. Because we attribute power to the devil that belongs to the Lord. When they tried to keep Jesus and take it to the jail, they say, who's Jesus? Who's? He said, I am. And you know what happened? Everybody go to the floor. Boom. Read the Bible. It's right there. It's a guy in Dominican Republic. He rented a place for a church in a discotheque in the hotel. And one night, the Holy Spirit came so strong in that place that everybody in the church fell down on the floor. It's not only that. Everybody was working in the hotel, fell down on the floor. It's not only that. Everybody was in the rooms, in different rooms in the hotel, fell down on the floor. And you know what happened after that? The church split. Because they said, that's the devil. It's gonna be God. Let me tell you something. We need to prepare for what the Lord is doing in the last time. We are the last generation. We are the one who had the vision. We are the one that are running as an eagle. Let me tell you something. Pastor, what time is right now? Tell me the time.
11:25.
25, 2 minutes. You know, the people are... Not where? Oh, 25. 2 minutes. You know, the people... And the Bible compares us with the eagle. You know, when the eagle belongs to the high place, and move the wings to go to the high place. But when they have a contrary wings, the contrary wings help the eagle to go up. And guess what happened? The eagle is the life period is between 40 to 70 years. But what happened? Every year they had to renew the feather, right? But how's the way they do it? They hit by itself against what? Against the rock. And the rock represents what? Jesus. But what happened? The eagle passed for a period is called the depressed period. And that period, the eagle come down from the high place
and gone down to the floor, to the mud, and start eating a body, a dead body. You know, when the other eagle see that eagle in the floor, you know what the other eagle do? They throw fresh meat. You know what's the reason they do it? They don't do it because, oh, that's the place you belong. Stay there. No. They do it because they say, you eating their body. Now I give you fresh meat. Come to the high place. When you see that eagle in the church that go down, please don't step down. When you see an eagle in the church going through a crisis time, don't criticize. Don't put your finger and I say, oh yes, I blame you. You know, I have the reason. No, don't do that. Just throw away a fresh wall. You know, say, this is the place where you belong. You belong to the high place. Don't stay there no more. Don't stay there no more. Because that eagle is an eagle as you. Father, thank you. Thank you because in this place I know you have eagles. Because I know in this place you got people that is going to walk in the water. You call into this church to a new dimension. And I pray, Lord, I pray that you will is we be in this church. I bless the musician. I bless the dancer. I bless the intercessor. I bless everybody, Lord, in this church. Fresh anointing, Lord, over this church. I give you glory, Lord. Put your hands up. Glory. If you brought to your memory a good things that the Lord is doing in your life, just say, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you because you wake up today and you're breathing, you're alive. You have house, you got cars. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this church. Thank you, Lord. Amen.